On the keyboard, we have Maggie. On the bass, we have Ivy. And for vocals, Hadley. So. And I am Bella. Hello. And we are the Notes of Fire.
You are listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM.
It's been a while.
Broadcasting from
the unceded territories of the Musqueam people,
which is also the University of British Columbia campus.
Yes, I would agree with you there.
Yes. Jack, my boy.
That's me.
That's also you.
I am your boy.
We got a guest here. What's up? Yes, we are. What's up? That's okay. The gentleman wants some headphones. Why don't you say something on the air here? What's your name?
My name is Samuel Villa.
Hi, Samuel. How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you guys?
Very good.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that. Well, I'm going to take my headphones and leave, but thank you very much.
Of course.
For my cameo.
If you like Samuel's appearance on today's show, make sure you rate and review us on iTunes, and we can have Samuel back next time. I thought that was a really good performance.
That
on
was good.
Part.
He's just talented.
He's really talented. The way he just came in and said, "Hey, you guys have headphones?" And I was like,
"We do have headphones.
We do. We got a pair right here." That was awesome.
Yeah.
I am Tristan.
Okay, you looked at me like I knew, and I don't know your name. Well, I do now. But
you do now.
I didn't know your name before. Mm-hmm. Thanks for telling me.
Of course, hey, dude, anytime.
Dude, rock on.
And who are you?
I'm
pointing at
not him. Dude Rock On. I'm Jack Lamming.
But Dude Rock On would be a great name.
Yeah, that's my father's name. So.
Oh, your dad's name is Dude Rock On?
Yeah, Dude Rock On. Yeah.
Rock On, is that his last name or?
Yeah. Dude. Well, not officially. It's his sailor's name because he rocks the boat.
On the ocean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As they say.
So that was kind of like one of those slang, what's the word I'm looking for?
A nickname?
Yeah, no, but specifically England.
Banter.
No, oh my God. British, Bob's your uncle.
Cockney,
thank you. I was thinking of chutney for some reason. That's
that's my mom's name.
It's chutney for some reason?
Yeah, because she jams out all the time.
Oh, yeah, with Indian food.
Yeah.
Is that so what I was trying to say?
Yeah.
Was that that's like a Cockney name?
Yeah.
It's done.
My dad has a Cockney name.
Yeah.
And Bob is my uncle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's his deal? What's he
His name's Robert, your uncle.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if your name's Bob in Cockneys, they
the line of Cockney.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You need to. Your first name is Bob. Your last name becomes your uncle.
Wow,
that's why most British men go by Robert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they don't want to screw that up.
Yeah,
don't want to get in that situation.
Mm-mm.
Jack, he regrets it. Tell the people what we do here.
Well, we turn off mic 3 is usually what we do, and then we like to talk about topics. It's been two weeks since we talked about topics.
We've had a wild time recently.
Tell me about your wild time recently.
Well, my wild time recently, I think the biggest thing is that I did try to organize a protest, basically.
What were you protesting? I didn't hear about this.
I know, so that's why it failed. That was a try.
You really didn't do well. I'm your best friend.
Yeah.
You're not my best friend, but I'm your best friend. You'd think you would have told me about this.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's first mistake is if you want to have a protest, tell your best friends.
Because who are you telling?
I don't know. Just I don't know. I'd meet someone and at the grocery store, they'd be like, "Do you have a more save on more rewards card?" And I was like, "Do you want to protest with me?" And they say, "Excuse me." I'm like, "Oh, and then I'd fumble and be like, "It's just right here. Get the points." So that was an issue for me. I don't think I had the confidence to start the protest.
Did you talk to anybody else but cashiers at Save On Foods?
Do tellers at Bank of Montreal's count?
Well, they aren't cashiers at Save On Foods, so yes, they do count.
Okay, then those people as well.
Did you talk to anybody who wasn't being paid to speak to you?
I don't talk to anyone who isn't being paid to speak to me.
I must have been missing some paychecks.
Those haven't been coming your way.
Well, I've had a few, but they've all bounced. Your dad's really got a. What were you protesting? Are you sick?
I'm sorry. I've been protesting this cough I've had.
Whoa.
So I think that was a big thing, is that people didn't want to protest that with me because they're like, that doesn't affect me.
Actually, it would affect them because they would get your cough. I understand why they wouldn't want to.
Yeah, they wouldn't want to be near me. They'd be like, the best protest for me and right now is to not associate with you.
Yeah, makes sense.
And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. What have you been up to, Jack?
I've been not going to your protest because it didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen, unfortunately.
Egg
on my face.
Yeah. I've been launching a certain podcast.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this because we never talk about it on air or at home to our respective partners. Yeehaw. we both work for the UBC. Tristan gets paid to work at the UBC, but we both work there. Tristan much more in an official sense. I just hang out and I do things.
Jack's
there.
A writer. You're a writer.
Yeah.
This podcast is a lot of work.
It was written. I spent 3 months making a podcast and it just launched. It's called Extra Credit.
Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah. The first episode is about Irish students in Dunbar. They don't live there anymore, but they used to live there in the summer and they're going to move back next summer. Different ones, but Irish all the same.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's about half an hour long. There will be a new episode next month. Hopefully it won't take me 3 months again.
Where will people be able to see this?
Currently, it's just on the UBC's website. It'll soon be on iTunes.
UBC.ca/podcast.
And it'll be up on iTunes, Stitcher Premium, Spotify, free, just free version. You can't get it on premium.
Is it going to be on SoundCloud?
It should. That's a good idea. I should make a SoundCloud account.
That's what's cool these days.
Everybody loves SoundCloud.
I know. They're like, a cloud made of sound. First of all, I'm like, what's that going to mean for me? Then you find out.
Do you think clouds would have different sounds, like depending on what cloud it is? If it was a thundercloud, it would go, ah.
It would probably, yeah, do that, as well as thunder.
Yeah.
I think that's a big part of it.
Cocoon. And then if it was like one of the wispy ones, it would just be like,
Or what about like, a gray cloud, like a rain cloud, but it isn't raining. It'd probably be like, I should really get that protest going.
You really should, man. You need to fight against this cough. It's taking you for a ride.
It is. It's really taking advantage of my radio.
Yeah.
Skills.
You know what I'm really excited for?
What are you excited for? Oh, I just wanted to say, while you're on the UBC website, check out the blog section and the opinion section.
I'll check out one of those. Mm-hmm. You pick.
Blog.
Okay. I am very excited for my favorite holiday of the year, All Hallows Eve.
All what?
All Hallows Eve.
That already happened. What do you mean? Like
Halloween.
For next year? Like for 2019?
No, like Halloween this year.
Yeah, that's...
Because it's coming up this Wednesday. I'm pretty excited for it.
Yeah, but we're on Friday.
No, like this coming Wednesday.
I know, but it's November now at this point.
No, it isn't. It's like, it's the 24th right now.
Can I see?
Here.
That says the 2nd of November.
Add a 6 on the end there and change a couple letters around the first one. It's October still. Anyway, let's have no more discussion about this.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's October, and that's it. What are you going to be for Halloween?
Well, what I...
Happy? Sad?
Well, for Halloween, I'll be happy.
That's good.
I like a good Halloween. I like the film franchise.
I like the theme song of that one. Do you remember how it goes?
Da 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 Halloween
da 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 da
da da Halloween
da da da
that one yeah that's a great
Halloween.
And then the one from Indiana Jones is Indiana Jones
hates snakes
yeah
it's a good one
that's how you know that it's a good radio show when both hosts say that was a good one
we made a good one
there.
Let's high five for that one.
Ow,
sorry man. You got to be prepared. When it was a joke that good, I'm going to break your hand.
Good. So what I would want to be for Halloween?
Yeah. If you could be
well, I'll tell you. I'll
Halloween.
Tell you now that Halloween has passed.
You're telling me that my favorite holiday passed. Nobody told me that it was Halloween. Somebody went and switched my clock on my phone to be a week earlier and didn't invite me to anything. This is what you're telling me?
Hmm. When you say it like that, maybe.
It's Halloween. Next Wednesday.
Have you maybe ticked off anybody recently?
I mean, I know some people who get cheesed off for certain things, but I can't think of anything that I would have done that would have cheesed them off.
Really?
Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah, I stabbed Rihanna's dad.
Oh, usually she does the dad stabbing.
See, that's why I stabbed her dad. She stabbed mine.
Oh, so it was a retaliatory.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. It was just with like one of those little swords you get in martini glasses. But I mean, it was in his eye, so.
Wait, so.
Rihanna stabbed my dad in the eye with a little martini sword.
Okay. And you were like, whoa.
Hey,
whoa.
Rihanna. That was really cool. I'm saying this as a front. Like,
yeah, you're like.
I want to get. Let me meet your dad.
Ooh.
So she brings me to meet her dad. His name's Simon Cowell, I think.
Weird.
And I'm there. Weird. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna get this guy back.
Ooh.
So
I see where this is going.
I get a little stabber of my own.
The story.
I get a metal toothpick. Or it may have been one of those metal straws. Those good ones that you can get in fancy bars now or that vegans have. And I stab her dad right in the neck.
Right in the neck? Well, so what did you do? What are you planning to do for your Halloween then after this ramification?
Do you want me to tell you in the most detail possible?
Yes.
Okay. So what I want to do for Halloween, I want to wake up in the morning, the day of October 31st, not some Hallows Eve, not a few Hallows Eve, but all Hallows Eve. And on this day of days, I'm going to get dressed. Well, I'm going to eat breakfast first. I'm going to eat breakfast, maybe have a margarita, a virgin margarita. So it's just the triple sec. And then I'm going to get in my costume, the details of which I'll spare you.
Okay, thank you. That was getting a little in-depth.
So my Halloween plans, I'm going to have a margarita and eat breakfast.
So. We're talking Halloween.
We are talking Halloween. You talking Halloween to me?
Whoa, what was that?
Was it a ghost? I keep telling you it's Halloween, man. It's ghost time.
It is.
This is the time of the ghosts.
The time of the ghosts.
Whoa.
Not the. Okay, so.
Whoa.
Halloween. This is?
Yeah.
You're
trying to tell me it's already happened. I'm telling you it didn't happen. Let's just agree to disagree.
I don't know if we can disagree with facts here.
Hey, tell it to the president, am I right?
Oh,
that was less of a good high five, but that was a good one.
Don't get me started.
And
then President Cheeto.
Got him.
Got
him.
So, Jack, why don't we go to our segment that we usually start the show off with?
Yeah, that we probably should have done about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, a little something called some news.
To discuss. Boop.
Is there music happening right now?
Jack.
Yes. We've got some news to discuss. Hit me with the first piece of news.
I'll hit you with the first piece of news. Justin Trudeau is on campus near us.
At UBC?
Yeah.
When?
Yesterday.
What?
At Triumph.
What?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
No. I don't read any campus newspapers at all.
Here, one sec. We have a caller who is an expert on that. Caller, are you there?
Yes,
hey.
I'm right here.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, is this Justin?
Yes.
Whoa.
Wow.
Not Justin Trudeau, though, right?
No, a different Justin.
That took you a while, Justin. You are sure of your identity, correct?
Yeah, I'm Justin Trudeau.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of like yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself living in a more positive Trudeau's shadow. I guess, are you a positive person, would you say? Like, does your name have anything to do with how positive you are?
I would say that really often, like, people think that I'm, like, people assume that I'm a pessimist because I have, like, a contraction in my name, and contractions are normally, like, pessimistic bad things, like can't, don't, shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't.
Should've.
That's also, yeah. What about D'Angelo? I guess that's short for Don't Angelo, so yeah. It's not really any better.
Yeah. So that I do find people assume that I'm not like a cool guy, a cool, fun guy, but I think I am.
Negative people are cool. Just look at the Penguin.
The Penguin from Batman?
From Batman, yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty negative, but he's
He had a contraction in his name.
P'NGUIN. What was the contraction missing? What was
Percival.
Really?
Yeah, Percival Nguyen.
Oh,
he was Vietnamese, but he anglicized his name.
Oh, weird.
Huh. Yeah.
Wow. So Justin, did you hear about this prime ministerial visit? This parliamentary excursion?
I think I did. It's because I'm a custodian at Triumph.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Justin.
Did you guys have a meeting where you were like, hey?
We did have a little huddle.
Did you like bump into each other in the hall? What, you had a huddle?
You know, like
when
you have
strategy?
Like a two-person huddle.
Is that a huddle?
It's almost like a hug, but it's more like a shoulder thing.
Okay. Oh, like he grabbed you by the shoulders?
Yeah, it was actually, it was more like he tripped and he grabbed me, but I am pretty sure it was a huddle.
He tripped. How did he trip? Or was it a trip or a slip?
He tripped on, like, you know, you know those like long dry mops?
Like a broom? Mop.
Oh, like those long.
They're long and flat.
They're very long. Yes. On this, like,
yeah.
They're like a hammerhead shark.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've often thought of those as the hammerhead shark of cleaning.
Yeah.
The Swiffer is the great white.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Yeah.
So I was mopping with that, and he tripped on it, and he grabbed me with his hands, both hands, on my shoulders. So we huddled.
Wow.
About what our game plan was, that we have such similar names.
What did you guys talk about?
He was like, but I got what he was trying to say.
What did you parse out from that? Like, was that like shorthand?
Bro code?
Yeah. I think he was trying to say, like, I get that this is normally your Justin Trudeau space, but like now it is my Justin Trudeau space.
Mm. Did you get some answers out of that whole thing?
I did.
Okay. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So as a
answers to what? Like, you just kind of dropped that, Tristan. Well, I want to know, what did you get answers to? Did you have
Mansers.
Lingering questions?
Yeah.
What did you get answers to?
Yeah, what did you get some answers?
Do boobs bounce on the moon? And other answers?
Like, how many beers can you drink at once? That was, I think, a answer.
Probably.
What kind of things did you ask?
Well,
answers, of course. Mentions? Kind of is that like a man question? A mention?
What kind of main... What did you say?
Mansions?
Mansions.
Mansion.
What kind of mansions did I ask him? Sort of just like, what's it like to be a man? Just,
wow.
I went with the most simplest one.
That's a simple one. And you were like, I wonder if he is a Trudeau, and I'm Trudeau. I wonder if he has the opposite opinions of a man as me.
Yeah.
And we all know you're pretty... like hyper masculine, so you were like always gonna say like like feminine things and stuff.
Yeah, because I was thinking about how much I love my muscle in my one arm.
Mm.
So I was thinking, like, does he love his one muscle in his one arm as much as I, a man, love that muscle,
or like in his other arm?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Can I bounce?
Can you bounce?
Can I bounce some answers questions off of you, and you can just tell me if Trudeau answered these?
Careful, Gelfer counselor.
Okay. Can you fart so hard your balls explode?
What? That's okay. I'm.
this is a real.
Don't say that. Don't say that on air. Why don't we move
he
on to the next?
That.
Why don't
we? Didn't. Come on. Did he just? Yes or no? Did he answer the? I don't need to know the answer. If he did answer it.
Did he answer the question?
It? Yeah.
Did he answer it? No.
Okay. I'll do two more. Grant me two more.
It's not a two more.
Grant me two more.
They better not be similar.
They are not. How long would it take to eat a horse?
Did he answer the question?
Did he answer that question?
That one I'd be okay with him giving an answer. The other one not so much.
I would say he more like you know when someone answers but they sort of like walk around the question, like he just more talked about like his experience with horses rather than like how long does it take to eat a horse.
Yeah, kind of like, yeah, well, I mean, like, I've never, like, I mean, like, I remember I rid a horse once, and
I rid a horse once,
and that took a while, so probably has some correlation. Jack, do you have any more?
I can only find really inappropriate ones.
Yeah.
I'm going to find more.
Strange how...
No cuss words.
The Manser. Did you watch that show, okay. Justin Trudeau? I guess you wouldn't have, but are you aware of that show? There was a show called Mansers on Spike TV.
I thought you were just making that up.
No.
Wait, you've never heard of Mansers? No, it was the worst, most garbage show.
It was the most sad. Like, it was pretty brutal.
Was it like 1,000 Ways to Die?
It was the same vein.
Very same vein. Like, cheap reenactments of questions like, how much does a man fart in a day? I found a bunch.
Also, wait, how long does it take to eat a horse?
I don't know if that was actually.
You're the one that.
You're right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just you were getting a bit derailed here. So, why don't we move on to the next piece of news discussion?
That really derailed us for a while.
Yeah. Justin, are you okay continuing on here?
Yes.
Okay. Jacob,
glad we have you with us.
Jacob Wall is hitting a wall over and over again. Funny.
He's going to be hitting the walls of a prison soon.
Is that true? Is he
in court? He could go to prison.
Is he in court?
No, but...
I mean, anyone could go to prison.
Wait, who is this person?
Yeah. He's a...
Yeah, Jack, why don't you explain it?
He's a very pro-Trump Republican guy, I guess, as you'd have to be.
I mean, I don't know if there's very many. There's probably a few pro-Trump Democrats.
Yeah.
Or socialists? I don't know.
Yeah. And he got caught trying to bribe women to accuse Robert Mueller of sexual assault through this intelligence company that he started called Surefire Intelligence. Mm-hmm. But he used like his address and all the phone numbers listed for its 8 alleged offices.
Mm-hmm. Across the world.
Across the world in like Zurich, London.
Yeah.
Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all redirected to his mom's answering machine.
Okay.
And they held this press conference yesterday where the woman who was going to accuse Mueller was supposed to like come tell her story. She didn't show up.
Okay.
It was a big press conference. Everybody was like, what are you doing? This is ridiculous. The website that he writes for, the Daily Caller, which is another like racist, horrible thing, fired him like in person at the press conference.
Oh my God.
And he had to like run away. It's amazing. It's beautiful just to watch this guy ruin his own life. And yeah, he could probably get arrested for obstruction of justice.
Wow.
Damn. Ooh, darn.
I remember I saw a quote of his where he's like, he said something along the lines of like, I don't care if people are accusing me of dating Instagram models. And it's like, and then the next, like the reporter had put in, no one has ever accused him of dating Instagram models. He's just one of those. He's like a Lionel Hutz kind of guy.
Yeah. He's also the youngest person in history to be banned from trading for life by the FEC. Or not FCC or SEC or something.
Like the trading stocks?
Yeah. Wow. You can't trade stocks or futures.
You can be banned from doing that?
Yeah.
Probably be committing trade crime.
Yeah.
Justin, we have one more little piece of news item for you, and then...
A P-O-N.
Yeah.
This city has a new mayor now.
Candy Stewart.
Yeah. Candace Stewart.
So
maybe we can finally get a day dedicated to something cool like Richard Lewis or people like that.
Is Richard Lewis from Vancouver?
Is Richard Lewis Huey Lewis in the News' brother?
I don't know. That's never been confirmed nor denied to me.
Yeah, I assume all people with the same last name are related.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm related to... There's no one famous with the last name Wheeler, is there?
There's no one famous with the last name Lamming. There's one horrible person with the last name Lamming, and I'm really hoping my theory is incorrect, because then I am related to a sex offender in Ohio.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's bad. I really don't want that.
Are there any
true.
Other Trudonts around out there? I mean, you do have Trudeau, which is, like, very close, so, I mean, like, that's pretty good.
I mean,
get.
It could be one of those things where, like one time in paperwork, it was misspelled, and then Ellis Island. Yes. The Doonesbury guy. His last name is Trudeau.
Doonesbury?
Maybe that's not. Is that a comic?
What?
Doonesbury.
No, maybe
like,
I
Doonesbury
made it
sounds like a Asterix? Type of cookie that like Pepperidge Farm makes.
Are you thinking
it's
of...
like it's a comic and it's like one
Garfield?
Of those ones where like your like grandfather would read and you're like, this isn't funny, and they're like, but it makes your brain think, and you're like,
What else would be thinking?
your heart.
Yeah. Oh, I guess that's
what
low.
Would be like those like old like comics where it's just like a single panel.
No, it's like a several panel thing. I feel like it has something to do with politics, and he works as like an.
Hey, everything has to do with politics. Yeah. Hey, Jack.
You're right. I agree.
Thanks.
He works as like an analyst or something, and everyone has like very similar faces.
Dilbert?
No, it's not. It's not Dilbert.
That sounds like this, Dilbert.
Yeah. Don't they work in an office in Dilbert?
Yeah, but it could have been. That makes you can be an analyst and work in an office.
I think most analysts work in offices.
You should see. Speaking of offices, you should see my cubicle. It is plastered with Dilbert. That is, he's so funny. That
you
guy.
Really like the writer of it the most, don't you, Scott Adams?
Is he like a bad person?
I'd say, let's just say jacked? Now on the record that Tristan loves Scott Adams, and you
know.
Can't go back on.
I feel like I will.
No, you won't.
I just like how he draws the boss with the little funny horns.
Why don't you Google it during the break, which we should go to soon.
Which we should go to, yes.
We've been, this bit's a bit long in the tooth. But we should go to a QLB.
Like a vampire.
A QLB.
Tristan can Google Scott Adams and really reaffirm how much he loves him.
No, I feel like Tristan, I'm walking into a horrible trap.
Just say that you support
yeah,
his politics.
No, I'm not. Whoa.
Just say that
no,
you support
I'm not
his
gonna,
politics now.
I can't say that as a... As an employed journalist, I can't say that.
Well, you were employed.
Whoa.
Until this radio show.
Ooh. Okay, well, why don't we go to a quick little break? Jack wanted to play this song from Scooby-Doo.
I did. It's a Halloween song because it's Halloween.
Because it's not Halloween already happened, but
no, it's Halloween.
I'm just gonna let you have this one. This is of course from the Scooby-Doo movie.
Which Scooby-Doo movie? There's
and it's
several.
It's the Zombie Island or something. Or there's a witch. There's
it's
a warlock.
It's the witch one.
I think Tim Curry does a voice in it.
Did you look? Have you looked anything
this
up
is called the. This is the Spell on You song by the Hex Girls from that one Scooby-Doo song. It's
going to get stuck in your head for a week.
We'll be back.
Easy, guys. It's just the Hex Girls.
Your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Sequential Circus is back on Saturday, November 17, 2018. With over 11 years of history, Sequential Circus delivers Vancouver's best in live electronic music straight from the underground. Sequential Circus is a live electronic music showcase featuring music performances by AVR, Big Zen, Lazy D, Ridilyn, Sarah Gold, and Tokiomi.
Visual projections by Dermot Glennon and much more. So put on some dancing shoes and join us at 10 p.m. on Saturday, November 17th at Open Studios at 252 East 1st Avenue for a night to remember, ages 19 plus with ID.
Discorder Magazine presents Hail Discordia, 35 years of Discorder Magazine. This event showcases the diverse cover artwork in Discorder Magazine's 400-plus issue run from 1983 to present day. Catch the rest of the showcase running from October 29 to November 22nd, Monday to Friday, 12 to 5 p.m. We'll see you there.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
It's a spooky show today.
Ah.
I dare to say a Halloween spooktacular.
I am, of course, Tristan, and my co-host here is Jack.
That's me. I'm your co-host everywhere.
This is Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia on the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. We've been kind of talking. We've talked about the news. Jack seems to think that Halloween is next week, but
I seem to know that Halloween is next week.
I'm not trying to probe his
I would hope it,
not trying to probe him
don't
at all.
Probe any part of me.
Don't probe me, bro. Remember that?
Yeah,
that's what the quote was, right?
Yeah, it was about aliens.
Remember that was like a meme, the don't probe me guy?
Yeah, and then all those green aliens went on Ellen and they were like, well, we wanted to probe him, but he's not that probe at all.
Yeah, everyone laughs.
Everybody went as those aliens for Halloween the next year.
Yeah, it was like kind of like a meme costume for a while.
Yeah,
and then
classic.
And then it came out that the aliens had like posted on like Reddit on like some kind of questionable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it was kind of like people were like, oh, I don't know if we like the green aliens anymore.
Yeah. HuffPost ran this thing. It was like incelians.
Yeah, yeah.
That was where they posted on
that
Reddit.
Was the
they
big
were,
thing. They were yeah. on the incel forum.
Not cool.
Not
I mean,
cool.
Can't be easy for aliens to date.
No, but I mean like
also,
still.
Terrible attitude to have towards
Bad
human
attitude.
Beings.
Yeah, no kidding. We also have Justin Trudeau on the phone here.
How do you feel about aliens? Would you date an alien, Justin?
Well, because I work at Triumph as a custodian, we actually get a lot of aliens in. Just like doing stuff.
Wait,
with...
they let that's aliens come there.
Yeah, I mean they also have to use the particle accelerator. They have particles to accelerate.
No, do they have like alien particles or is it the same particles?
Like every like at least once a year, there's an alien particle, but most of the time they have like similar particles to Earth particles.
So it'd be like, hey, we've got a couple gravities.
Yes,
we're gonna
yeah.
shoot some gravities down
yes.
the line here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
I call my car the particle accelerator. It accelerates me around, and I'm made of particles.
That's true.
What about
it's a great attitude.
Is it a bus?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a larger one.
Is a bus?
A particle accelerator.
Oh.
Is a bus, end of question.
Yeah. I mean, like,
is
your own body is a particle accelerator because it's accelerating, like,
yeah.
itself.
Yeah.
Really, anything that moves anything is a part of... my body's also a particle decelerator.
Ooh.
That's true.
Jackpot.
Anything. You need something that only accelerates, like the movie Speed.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. I'd say the movie Speed is the best movie about a particle accelerator I've ever seen. Did you just hurt your finger with an alligator clip?
Yeah, I pinched the in between my thumb and my finger with the alligator clip.
Yeah, they are called alligator clips. Aptly named, I'd say.
Yeah, because it just took a bite at me.
And it can,
better call Steve Irwin of alligator
clips. I don't talk
about
Steve Irwin, man. R.I.P.
We don't talk about Steve Irwin, but we talk about your mansers about I don't even want to repeat it.
Okay, how long does it take to eat a horse?
No, I'd say the other one was more...
I think the first one he said more was topical. A little more topical.
I want to know now.
You want to know?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Rain?
Have I ever seen The Rain?
Lorraine.
Is that what that song's about, Lorraine?
Yeah, it's like, have you ever seen Lorraine? She's quite pretty, but she's also very smart. And it's kind of like, well, why do you have to say that in that order? Mm. That's like a little...
Yeah, it's a bit sexist.
Yeah, mm. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I just... And you're like, oh,
I guess I've never listened to that whole song. I just don't remember them saying all that stuff.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like a conversational...
They have like a breakdown, like in a rap song, like a skit.
It's like a call and response at concerts.
Yeah.
Like, she's pretty, but she's also smart. And then the audience goes, that's sexist! And they go, we're sorry! I never knew about it. That's cool.
Very cool. Jack, I understand you have some Halloween games and to play.
I do.
On this computer here.
I do.
Shall I pass it over to you?
Yes.
And you also have some scary music as well.
I do have some scary music.
I'll put that on for you to kind of set the mood. And then I'll let you be in charge. Justin, feel free to play.
Play the game or the music?
The game. You can play if you want to kind of improv around this like a jazz musician.
Is there
go
music
right ahead.
Playing right now?
Oh yes, Justin, you can't hear what's going on. One moment, Jack. You can start the game. I'm just gonna figure out Justin here.
Okay, you're gonna figure out Justin. Okay.
Do 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 da down down down.
Don't do that. Oh. Our first game is Two Truths and a Lie. Halloween edition.
Aha!
Ah! All right. This time we're going to each say three costumes that we've been or have not been. And we do two truths and a lie to see who's done what. You know the deal. It's two truths and a lie.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Actually, Tristan, you start.
Okay. So Halloween costumes?
Yes.
And you have to, and two truths and one lie, and you have to determine the lie.
Yes.
Okay, so I dressed up as... Whoa, scary.
I'm scared now.
I'm gonna turn that down. I dressed up as the green aliens before I heard about the thing. I dressed up as the moth from the Mothman Chronicles. And then I also dressed up as Frankenstein.
I want to say the green the green aliens thing is a lie.
Justin, do you have a take?
Are we allowed to like ask questions or?
I'll give you three questions.
Okay. How old were you when you did the Mothman costume?
14.
14? Okay. How old were you when you did the Frankenstein costume?
8.
8? And how good was the Frankenstein costume?
It was good. It was really good. I had hockey pads underneath a shirt.
Ooh,
it looked like I had big Frankenstein shoulders.
I think it's also green aliens, but like I want to cover the bases. So
there's a baby crying in this background. That's kind of
very
like
spooky.
That. Yeah. Very scary.
So I'm gonna say it's the Frankenstein. No, Kay. I'm gonna say it's the Mothman.
Okay.
I'm going with green aliens is the lie.
Jack, you know me. I'm always trying to chase a trend. Of course I was the green aliens.
You were?
Yeah.
You were not the Mothman?
I was not the Mothman.
Ooh.
I feel like that's too scary because that really happened to a town.
Yeah, a Mothman attacked?
Yeah. That was. I wouldn't want to make fun of that.
That's true.
Yeah, it's a little disrespectful.
Angela.
Or who's Angela?
sorry, I call everybody Angela these days.
Because you're thinking of D'Angelo.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Don Angelo.
Yeah.
Justin, why don't you go... Why don't you go second?
One time I dressed up as Rigby from the regular show. One time I dressed up as just a cow costume. And the other time I dressed up as one of the characters from Fruits Basket.
Fruits Basket?
Yeah.
Can I add a third one in there?
What?
A fourth one, I should say.
Okay.
Have you ever dressed up as like a Snoopy type character?
For Halloween?
Or just in general?
In my life, In my life?
In Justin's life.
In Justin's life, I have never. People who have dressed up as Snoopy, that's crazy. That's How crazy. Could they do that?
That's very
insane.
Insane. Okay, so someone from Rigby from the regular show. Mm-hmm. Don't know what that is.
Oops. Something from it's a raccoon. I Googled it.
Something from the fruit basket. Don't
is
know
fruit
what
basket
that is.
An anime? Is yeah. it? Is it this?
Yeah.
And then, sorry, what was the middle one?
A cow.
Okay, I feel like
I'm gonna go with.
I'm gonna go with the fruit basket person.
Really? I think cow is a lie. I know Justin pretty well at this point.
Mm-hmm. Cow. Yeah, he's been calling through the entire show. He's kind of a trusted
friend. The connection's really good.
Yeah.
Cow seems low effort. And I don't know if Justin is a low effort person.
In any endeavor. Erroneous detail.
I'm saying cow is not what you did.
Justin.
It's the fruit basket one.
Ah. I thought that was a little too much for Justin. Mm. I don't know. I don't think Justin's an anime fan.
You never know with old Jester Dog.
Justin, do you like anime?
Yes. When I am on my breaks, at Triumph, when I go to the washroom, I just watch Crunchyroll on my phone.
Oh, wow. You got the subscription service?
Yeah. Wow. You take like 20-minute breaks? Or do you watch episodes in pieces?
In pieces.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about One Piece? Did you ever watch that one?
Too scary.
Too long. You can't watch it in two pieces.
That's true. You got to watch it in one piece, the entire series.
All right. I'll go third. First costume, a Jack in the Box.
Mm.
Wow.
Second question.
I was going to say a jack-o'-lantern.
A jack-o'-lantern.
God damn, he did.
Yeah. Third, a keg of beer.
Let me just put on my thinking music.
You may ask me questions three.
How old were you when you dressed as a keg of beer?
I am apparently 15 currently, but I was 15 at the time.
Okay. Do you have more questions?
I don't think he's cool enough to dress up as a keg of beer at such a young age. So, based on just that alone, the keg of beer is the lie.
I'm going to go with,
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Justin.
I'm going to go with the jack-o'-lantern.
Angela's got it.
Who's Angela?
Yeah, who's Angela?
Oh, sorry, D'Angelo. I mean, Justin.
I am wearing a D'Angelo shirt. I think I should. I'll just take that off.
It's from halfway through the video for How Does It Feel, where he's really naked and oiled up. I don't really get this t-shirt, Justin.
Yeah, I'm just taking it off.
You have a professional job. You can't really wear that.
It's crazy that under the shirt where he looked all oiled up, you are like super oily.
Well, I mean, he's my favorite.
He loves the shirt so much. He's like, I'm going to get to wear it today. Mm. It's not dirty. Yeah. All right, that's been Halloween, Two Truths and a Lie. Now, it's time for...
Wait, what's it time for?
Would You Rapper?
Oh!
Play that funky music, Tristan. I meant just put the slider back up, but...
Oh, this?
Yeah, and also play the theme song for Would You Rapper, but you can take your time with that one. I'll talk about the rules for Would You Rapper.
Okay.
It's Would You Rather, but... Halloween candy theme.
Okay.
Would you rather want rapper? Would you rapper want to make me cry? Would you rapper want to burn me? Would you rapper want to see me fly?
All right, welcome to Would You Rapper.
Yeah, Would You Rapper.
It's not about hip hop, it's about little pop rocks.
I'll hand this.
Hand it back. Give me that laptop.
Very professional.
All right. First question. I don't know who those people are that you're waving to. Would you rather?
You do. That's fine.
I didn't see them. Who are they?
It was Sammy.
Cool. Would you rather eat a fistful of candy corn? Don't look at the screen. Or a candy corn of fist?
A fistful of candy corn or a candy corn of fist?
Yes. Question makes sense. No questions.
Okay. I think I'd rather have Is it like I'm like sticking my hand into a bag of candy corn, or it's like someone like dribbles from their hand, from their fist, a fistful of candy corn?
You get to make the fistful.
Okay, then I think I'm going to go with that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just for some clarification, the candy corn of fist is a fist-sized candy corn.
Okay.
It's a big boy.
Okay.
What do you think?
A candy corn of fist. Yes. Hmm. So is that like I'm going to get punched or?
I just said what it was. Pay attention.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
texty text Tristan.
I
got to
get that protest going.
You're sending a couple of pro texts right now.
Okay, so I would want to get punched in the face by a candy corn of fist. My stakes are on the table. What about you guys? Let's
your stakes are incorrect because that's not what a candy corn of fist is.
What?
It's a fist-sized candy corn kernel.
Kernel, so it's hard?
Yeah, I mean, that's what individual candy corns are called. They're kernels of candy corn.
Also my headphones.
Are they still not working? Tell me when they work.
Justin's on the phone. Is the phone line working now?
Yeah, it's okay. Working now.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm messing with your headphones.
My cat chewed through like the twisty wire of my phone.
Okay, your cat sounds a lot like me. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Sounds a lot like me. Whoa.
Jeez, get it together, man. You're Leon, a professional over here.
Yeah, Natalie Portman. It was in that film. I would just pick the second one. I don't know what it was.
All right. Good work. You both chose correctly.
Nice.
Hey, did we choose different things?
Yeah. Nice. Would you wrapper question two, Reese's Cups or Reese's Pieces?
Reese's Pieces every time.
So did you say Reese's Pieces?
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
And then Reese's Keepsies.
Reese's PC culture is going too far here, people.
He's on the radio.
Hello.
Okay, so Reese's Pieces.
Racist
pieces?
I don't like those. Like those.
You don't like.
I don't like racist pieces.
Racist
but I do
pieces
like,
of anything are bad.
Yeah, Reese's Pieces
mm-hmm.
are good.
What about Reese's Cups? Regular, non-racist.
Reese's what do you cups. Think of those giant Reese's Cups? I almost said racist cups. Yeah, I don't know why. That have Reese's Pieces inside the peanut butter of the cup.
I haven't tried them yet.
I've seen them.
I think I'll die if I don't.
Mm-hmm. You'll die if you don't try them?
Yes. Like very soon, I will die. I really want one.
Mm-hmm.
End of story. What do you think of them? Question for the room.
What do you think of
the cups with the pieces inside?
Yeah,
I haven't tried them.
I asked it first, but I'm going to ask it again.
Wow, great journalism.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Journalism.
Yeah, this is journalism.
Sure.
I think they look like, like if I took a bite, I would never stop eating them and then I'd die forever.
Mm-hmm.
Forever when, like, you stopped eating them?
Yeah, like I'd become chemically dependent.
Darn.
Darn.
Dad gummit.
Dad gummit.
Gummit.
Mr. Trudeau.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on peanut butter and chocolate intermingling? Outside of marriage, like that.
Outside of marriage?
Yeah.
Can single people eat Reese's products?
Yeah, is it that morally
singles
right?
Singles people? I think it's protected under the charter, but I just don't know if single people can truly understand when they eat Reese's products.
Mm, what it really means, like the emotional connection and how they're just kind of not.
Yeah. So every time people who are couples... They have to eat Reese's foods like Lady and the Tramp.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like dogs or just like or like a
like the spaghetti and Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, that's.
Yeah.
What's that? What is that? They just don't. What is? I've never seen it before. What do they do?
Lady and the Tramp.
What do?
They have a very long spaghetti noodle, almost too long, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd probably. If how long, like.
Like,
5, 10
honestly,
feet?
10 feet mm-hmm. probably.
Wow. Yeah,
and they're both. I take that. They're both slurping up some spaghetti, and then they turn out. Turns out, big twist, like Kaiser Soze level. They're slurping on the same noodle.
The guy the dog stops limping,
and pulls and they kiss each other.
But
like the noodle comes together, sucks them both in. Also, like Kaiser Soze. And they end up kissing, and then they make out for a while, which is weird because it's dogs
it's
making
like a children's
out.
Movie.
I know. I really didn't like it. There's a weird creative choice from the director.
Yeah, because they are the author of the film.
Yes.
Okay. If you went to a spaghetti restaurant,
mm-hmm. I know many,
and I know many as well. We could we could sit here all day name spaghetti restaurants, mm-hmm. Notably the Colander,
the Four Seasons.
Ye Olde Spaghetti Factory.
Le Crocodile.
Hey guys, I got noodles.
Jam Jar.
Yeah. Uncle Fatty's.
Uncle Fatty's. Yeah.
McDonald's.
A&W. Great spaghetti places. Yeah. Falafel Hut. If you went to a spaghetti restaurant, and you ordered like, hey, a spaghetti bolognese, a spaghetti carbonara. They put it down. Mm-hmm. Do you think you would notice if it was actually like a bunch of normal noodles or it was one really, really long noodle just like wound up onto the plate? Do you think you'd honestly notice?
I think I would notice. Because how would I not notice?
Yeah.
there's sometimes when you're like twirling the fork and as soon as you take a bite, all bets are off.
But don't you think
but
you would,
it
like,
would have to be split up first. Yeah. You'd just keep twisting the fork and then you'd lift up the whole thing. You'd think you were going crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You think you wouldn't notice?
I think there's a lot of people probably wouldn't notice.
What do you think there's ever a guy who makes a plate of spaghetti and he tucks all the ends in underneath other bits of spaghetti so that when people get it, they're like, wait a minute. This is one big noodle.
Yeah. And then he's like, just kidding. It's normal.
Yeah. He comes out and he picks them all out with his fingers. He's like, look, guys, there's ends.
Yeah. And then they're like, wait, you're putting your fingers in our food. This is messed up.
He picks his ear before he gets out there.
Yeah. He's like, what of it? I don't care. The health inspector can, I don't like him.
Shut me down.
Shut me down.
I don't even care anymore.
This is rats.
This is a family business. I wanted to be a painter.
This is rats.
Yeah.
We're all dying one day.
And you look down and you realize the spaghetti was just rats.
It was a rat king.
A rat king, yeah.
Covered in sauce.
Oh, good Lord.
Do rat kings actually occur or is that like an urban legend?
I think.
Wait. Can we get? I know what a rat king is, but can we get an explainer for
the
listener?
Of course. A rat king is when a bunch of rats are allegedly in an enclosed space.
Was this a legal case?
And all their tails get like knotted up and stuck together. So it'll be like, I don't know, maybe like seven, you know, like a bunch of rats all stuck together by their tails. And that's called a rat king. But I remember reading that doesn't actually happen in nature. And every time we've found rat kings, they've been like either they've just like decomposed that way to look like that or they've been like taxidermied.
What?
Why would anybody?
What? Hmm?
Why would anybody taxidermy them together?
Yeah.
I don't know because it's a fun story. It's a fun shtick.
Weird.
Hey, that's. Okay, yeah.
So, why don't we go.
Do we have any more candy, Sick and Bear?
I don't know, Jack, do we?
No.
Okay. Why don't we go to a cute little break?
Let's go to a cute little break. Let's go to a CLB.
Why don't we get a cute little number here?
Let's go to a BLT.
Go to a little break here. This song is called Ocean Electric. It is by Killarissa off of the album Ocean Electro. Yeah, so why don't we listen to that?
Yeah.
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 Cool.
And we can all bask in the glory that is, I think, a Vancouver local artist.
No, you don't need to brag. I think the Hex Girls are also local.
Are they?
I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll find out in the break.
Bye.
Bye.
CITR and Timber Concerts present Cloud Nothings with guests Nap Eyes and VA at the Imperial on Tuesday, November 6, 2018. Tickets available online at www.timberconcerts.com and at record stores all over Vancouver. See you there. Discorder Magazine presents Hail Discordia, 35 years of Discorder Magazine. This event showcases the diverse cover artwork in Discorder Magazine's 400-plus issue run from 1983 to present day. Catch the rest of the showcase running from October 29 to November 22nd, Monday to Friday, 12 to 5 p.m. We'll see you there.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi, everybody. I guess you've turned on your radio.
To find the coolest young dudes.
Dudes.
Ever.
Ever.
Or you found a radio and it was already on.
Yeah, you just were walking through the woods, found a radio, being like, oh, I might as well hang out.
Ever just find a radio? Tristan and I did.
We did.
Remember that?
UVic? Oh, we did. We did just found a radio.
When we were first year at UVic, there was, what building was
this?
This
is also Radio Pizza Party, yeah, CITR 101.9 FM.
We talk to guests about interesting topics.
We're talking about Halloween, even though it already happened.
It didn't happen.
It's next week.
It didn't happen. So yeah, at the psychology building, I want to say.
Yeah.
It was some old
psychology
building. There was just a radio with a sign on it that said free.
Mm-hmm.
And we took it and it worked and we had it. We lived in like the party building.
Mm-hmm.
And the
cluster.
Way it worked,
we lived there.
We lived in cluster. It was the party building, and we would not throw parties because
no.
we lived there.
We lived there. We were cool.
Mm-hmm.
And
party people.
Did
we
you
would
live
just
with two other people though.
Yeah. We did.
Did David. They party?
One of them dropped out, and the other one was never there.
Yeah,
it was just Tristan and I 95% of the time.
Hey,
yes, and it forged a.
It was awesome.
A disaster.
And yeah, there were other apartments there that would often have parties, and we would put the radio in the window, and just play radio. From around Victoria. Mm-hmm. And one time a guy thought we were having a party and didn't let him in. And he tried to kick the door down.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he
really wanted to get
he
in.
Really
he called us.
He called me a homophobic slur.
What?
Which we don't deem to repeat.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
can't.
If you
want to
come
in,
if you think a party's in here and you want to come in.
Don't insult
us.
Don't call people names.
Yeah.
Like, this is my home. You can't come in here.
This is my home. And it's no home for homophobes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an anti-homophobia.
We're homophobophobic.
Mm. That's a little convoluted way to say it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think the point still stands.
I think if you go from the Greek, it still works.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
Is it Greek?
It's all Greek to me.
Yeah.
I'm Tristan. I'm here with Jack. And we're also here with somebody who just called in and had some opinions about Justin Trudeau. His name is Justin Trudeau, who is he is a custodian
at
Triumph.
Triumph.
He's also seen the green aliens from the Don't Probe Me Bro viral video.
Oh, what
is that
classic.
Actually a viral video or is that a joke?
What?
Are you telling me you don't know about Don't Probe Me, Bro?
Is that like the Don't Tase Me, Bro?
Oh,
guy?
that was the rip off.
That was the rip off of Don't Probe Me, Bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same guy, weirdly.
You know how when like Gangnam Style was a thing, there was all these rip off like parodies of it. That was one of those when the Don't Tase Me, Bro was a rip off
of Gangnam
Don't Probe
Style?
Me. Yeah. Well, yeah.
It was a bit obtuse.
It was a bit obtuse and people didn't have the context yet. Cuz Gangnam Style is a was around in Korea for a while before it became known here.
Yeah. I miss Gangnam Style.
It still exists.
Does it?
I saw a video on Twitter of a girl who requested it at a bar, and she was the only one dancing, and it seemed like she was having the time of her life.
Was she doing the dance?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the dance?
I remember going to some of my very first parties in high school. Because I wasn't that cool. I didn't get invited to parties till like 12th grade.
And people were playing Gangnam Style?
People were playing Gangnam Style and doing the dance all in a circle. And I'm going to tell my kids about that one day. And they are going to legally emancipate themselves.
They're going to be like, we are out of here.
Yeah.
Would you also do the dance?
Yeah. I had to fit in. This is like the third party I was ever invited to.
Yeah, you're going to need to do the Gangnam Style dance to fit in.
Yeah.
What were those other sort of like weird there's like, what was that? The Harlem Shuffle. That was
Harlem Shake
or whatever.
I remember in my school, you know, Apache Jump On It?
Like, yes.
Yeah. We in our school made it a thing. Well, I didn't. My other friends made it a thing.
Yeah, Jack, I can't see you doing anything.
Thank you. I made a podcast that you should all listen to, Extra Credit, where everybody
where
would stop. It's on the UBC website, ubc.ca/podcast.
Nice.
We made it a thing where you do the dance. They dance to it in Fresh Prince, where they like jump and then they spin around and then they do like a whipping thing with their arm. And we got everybody at every party we went to do that. And then it took my friend about 6 months to realize that they didn't do that in the city. Like there wasn't a thing in towns other than Whistler. Because he went to a bar.
Oh,
and
God.
It came on and
nobody else
did it.
Yeah, no.
And now, yeah, poor guy.
Was it Ben?
It was Ben. But now, when we're out and it does come on, I join him.
I instantly knew it was Ben as soon as you finished that story. Friend of the show, Ben. But we're reaching the end of our part of the show.
Yeah,
but
there's another part of the show. We have some hangers on now.
Some hangers on. Hanger.
We got a couple of coattail riders here.
That's not true.
We're starting a podcast network. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, the RPP Podcast Network.
RPPPN.
RPPPN. This is, of course, the second episode of Midnight Space Flight. It is a radio drama.
Tell us more.
It is a radio comedy. Drama.
A dramedy.
I don't know if it's like a 50-50.
Much
like that movie.
Wait, can you right now, what's the exact ratio?
The exact ratio, I'm going to say it's mostly comedy.
Okay.
But there's probably maybe 10% drama.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's, you know, enough to, a traceable amount. Traceable amounts. May contain drama.
Okay.
It's about space. It's about some characters floating around. Guys who run it, great guys. Mm-hmm. All the actors are good. Writing is tight. And the production is unfollowable.
Also airtight.
And hey, it's about spaceships, so those should be airtight. Because that way the space will seep in.
Won't seep in if it's airtight.
It won't.
Right?
And if it does, yeah.
Get out of there, space.
So this is about to begin.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Check out Radio Pizza Party on iTunes and rate and subscribe. And if you like it, subscribe and rate us.
And subscribe
bye.
And
rate us.
Welcome back to the latest installment of Midnight Space Flight. We last left our crew on board the Mother Lover as they wantonly hurled towards the planet of Butt-Ear, a society devoid of respect, love, and the basic politeness for mothers. While this obviously was going to be an issue for the crew, they had not realized that the planet was also in the beginnings of a civil war. After the assassination of Archduke Franz It was after fierce ideological splits that the battle began. You see, a fringe group of Butt-Earians called the Electrafront had decided that the species' ire should not be directed towards mothers, but rather towards fathers. This idea had grown some major traction on Butt-Ear and is just reaching the boiling point. And while it's at the boiling point, be sure to make yourself a delicious tea from the Twigs Tea Collection, from comforting Earl Grey to exotic passion fruit mint.
Has anyone here been to Butt-Ear?
Me and Em haven't. How about you, Grony?
Never even been off-world before. I mean, nowhere near here. Sounds like the engine needs to be de-dusted. Let me know when we land.
Well, this has been illuminating. Sal, when are we landing?
Soonish?
Soonish?
Yes.
Can you be more specific at all?
Fine. We should be hitting the Butt-Earian Civil War blockade right about... now.
The what?
Please report the name of your ship, its captain, and your business on Butt-Ear. We are currently not accepting tourism, commerce, or mother.
What are we gonna do?
Shh, I'm thinking.
Please respond immediately or we will be forced to act. And you can't not make me do it. I've already made up my mind.
Oh god, we are gonna die.
Okay, I've got something that might work. We just need to...
Ahem! We are the Hulkazor. The ship's captain is I, Gregor Brex, and we are here on a special request from the, from the Butt-Erian military.
Okay. Come on down, Captain Brex. Watch for rebellion rockets. They're using father-grade technology.
Engineering to bridge, who is Captain Brex? And I thought this ship was called the Mother Lover?
Grony, can you do me a favor?
Yes? Oh wait, not if you're not the captain. I only take commands from Captain Brex.
There is no Captain Brex, you idiot. We just lied about it on the comms.
She lies, young Grony, for I am Captain Brex. Do as I command, my loyal subject.
One more word out of you, Sal, and your hard drive is going into a toaster for the next decade.
I'm confused. What is going on?
Grony, not now. Sal, what are we going to do now?
I don't know!
Sorry. What? I had to figure something out.
Oh, no, no, yes, that's a beautiful plan, but... You know, what are we gonna do when we get there and we're just not who we say we are?
No idea, but it doesn't matter to me since it's my weekly scheduled complete shutdown and system sweep. Sucks to suck. I'll be up and running in about 15 hours.
What? Grony, can you override that?
I think so, but it might take a while.
It is impossible! No man can control me!
That's it, toaster. Grony, where's the ship's hard drive?
Okay, I'm sorry, I'll stop.
Sal's hard drive runs the ship, Captain. Without it, we can do nothing.
What are you talking about? It's on separate network systems.
Just go with it. You owe me one, Sal.
Fine, but mark my words, Sal. Okay, Bates, you pretend to be the captain. I'll disguise myself and look for a way out while you distract them.
I'm not confident in my acting skills.
So that means...
I can be the captain!
Don't get used to it.
Yeah, wait, where is Captain Brex?
Not now. Grony, you stay on the ship and override Sal's reset function so we can get off quickly if things go north.
You mean south?
Bates, this is no time to orient yourself. We are landing now.
Yes, Captain.
Also, Captain, on the way here, I configured some tech. Take these earpieces to communicate with each other. They're connected to Sal's mainframe, so the signal should be pretty strong.
Okay, great. But maintain radio silence unless it's an emergency. I need to find something to wear.
Excuse me! Can you direct me to Heaven on Earth Massage Parlor, please?
Hello, how are you?
Okay.
Your ticket is here, okay?
No, wait. No. I don't want no ticket. No. I don't want no chicken. What am I gonna do with a chicken? I don't like my chickens alive.
This bloke find apples.
Why would I go?
I want 20 for that. Now, are you telling me that's not worth 20 shekels? Look at it, feel the quality. You goat.
All right, I'll
be nice. No. Come on, do it properly. What? Hang on properly.
It's worth 19. You just said it was worth 20.
Oh, dear. Come on, hang on. All right, I'll give you 10. That's more like it. 10? Are you trying to insult me? Me with a poor dying grandmother? 10?
All right, I'll give you 11.
11? Did I hear you right? 11? This cost me 12. You want to ruin me?
15?
Oh, 17. 18? No, you're going to 14 now.
All right, I'll give you 14.
14? Are you joking?
Our crew leaves the ship in disguise. The real captain is completely unrecognizable, with a large beard glued on their face and a fat suit tightly pressed against their limbs. Conveniently, all of this was in the props and theater room on the ship. Isn't it great how convenient things are?
Okay, let's go.
Greetings, Captain Brex. I am Private First Class Chad Broski. These are Privates David Guy and
Greetings,
Tim Dudes.
Greetings,
my good comrades. I suspect you're still hating mothers around here.
Why, yes. That is the whole thing our society is built upon.
Interesting. I truly find it odd that one would have a mother. It's quite a
disgusting concept, if I do say so myself. What a load of bad.
Indeed. Follow us, Captain Brex.
Of course. But may I bring my third in command, Mr. Tublard?
Very well, but what happened to your second in command?
My what? I thought three was higher than two.
Yes, it is, but... Never mind. As for your crew, we will treat them to some of our motherless wares, such as a Father of Pearl, a Father Hen, and Father Ted. Guards, show them our wares.
Captain Brex and the real captain are led to a conference room with Chad, Tim, and David awaiting their commander.
Captain, do you read me?
Yes, Grony, I read you. What's the emergency? And what's the status on Sal?
Oh, I haven't started on that yet. I was looking at some motherless wares. I'm back at the ship now, and I just wanted to say, at first I thought this was going to be weird, but now I realize I kinda like the lack of mothers.
Grony, don't use the comms unless it's an emergency, and do not say anything like that ever again. Over and out.
So, Captain Brex, what expertise do you bring to our battle against the Maternal Scourge?
Well, you see, Chad, Tim, David, I traveled here from a far away distant galaxy to reach you bros.
Sick dude, thanks.
I am a translator and mediator. I am here to reach a settlement between the parents.
What are you doing, Em?
Just roll with it.
How did you know about our married warring deities and their issues with basic communication? That's top secret.
Nice one, Em.
I told you I'm on a special request. That is my mission.
How did you learn their ancient language? It is said no one in the universe can speak it, except for the One.
Praise the One foretold to bring peace to us all.
Nice going. Now what?
I learned from the One. Many years ago.
You were on the prison planet Ataxia, the greatest of the Outer Rings and stronger than a plasm bottle destroyer?
The planet so cruel that unscheduled breaths for air lead to your death?
Yes.
But how did you escape? It's inescapable.
With the key code?
Well, 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 wait till the female faction hears about what we have up our sleeve. If they weren't scared of us now, they will be.
What have you done, Em? If you'll excuse me for a moment. Grony, come in. Come in, Grony.
Grony here, how's it hanging? Also, Sal is back. I fixed them up.
Good work. I need you to look up Ataxia Prison Planet. Database code word 1.
Just a minute. Ataxia. O-N-E. Oh, God. Captain, are you still there?
What is it?
It says he is the bringer of all evil, a killer of worlds and destroyer of civilizations. Never mind. Wrong file. It actually says tax evasion and conspiracy to revolt. Why is he in Ataxia? What do you want from someone like that?
He is vital to the mission, and we need his knowledge. Otherwise, Em and I will be so deep in bullshit we'll be drowning. So take Sal and Bates and go get him as fast as possible. Got it?
Yes, Captain. Over and out.
As Grony, Bates, and Sal head to the prison planet Ataxia to rescue the mysterious figure, One. Em and the Captain sit through the most convoluted and complicated situation they have ever heard. The meeting lasted approximately 6 hours and ended with everyone unanimously agreeing it was futile and unsolvable. But Em insisted he could do it. So in 4 days, Em is to mediate the most important conversation in the history of Butt Ear.
What were you trying to pull back there, Em? You're gonna get our asses kicked. Well, at least it's a beautiful night for us to get killed.
Apparently, Captain. And I might add that I think the meeting went splendidly. They even offered us a place to stay at their most sacred temple, the Man Cave.
Someone's coming. Quick, hide.
I'm so sorry for startling you. I know that I look and sound just like my brother Chad Broski, but my name is Thad Broski, and I represent a forbidden faction on this planet, and I need to know if the rumors are true. Can you speak the ancient tongue? Are you here to bring peace to Butt here?
Yes. my brethren, it is I.
Oh, praise the parents. Please, follow me quickly. There's work to do.
That's it for this episode. So as things unfold rather too quick for anyone to grasp, Captain and M are taken to a secret location to discuss the true and even more complicated and convoluted issues on the planet. They do it with an underground rebellion, the Electrofront. Grony, Bates, and Sal are approaching Atraxia, the prison planet. Who knows what impending doom they will find? Oh wait, I do. Goodbye! See you next time.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Time it is. SKS. What up? Battle Axe.
One MC, one DJ, one for the fam, and I've got to say that I'm one for the rap at a rapid rate with the rhythm and a rhyme that I contemplate. So I cop a beat when it sounds complete to the top, and I won't stop rock. I'm a grip lock rap so glass that I smash at the hip hop back with an axe on the track. Wouldn't want to lack at the weapon that I pack. It's attack. It's a fact that I crack back. Slack and you might get slapped and it hurts. And it's back to the dirt, to the nap, or the verse or worse. But first, at it with a vision, I've been working all day. Is it my tradition that I kill it every way? Better take a listen, cause I'm on a different mission. It's a definition of a demolition I claim. Welcome to the mainland, savage as a caveman. Swing with a bat, with a rap, it's a rap. It's a fact that it's back to the max. Step back, cause an F is on deck, here to blow it off the map.
Yo, yo, let's get him. You ain't ready. No, you think you ready? Yeah, yeah. It's the dawn of another era. I'm cold-blooded in the middle of summer wearing a sweater. Rolling up 100 grams of the bubonic. A product of the island where I'm from. Who does it better? Never. I'm the chosen one. Better run. Got my homie on the track. I hope that you can feel the rap. But there's a reinforcement. The city's already on the map. I'm the viceroy. Battle axe tatted on my back.
Diego on my mind.
I wanna love you. Wanna want you to be my loving friend. And I wanna hold you, hold on best that I can. But I got away wanting so many things. Oh, you know I just don't understand. Oh, sugar, no, don't call it. Ain't no insecurity, just cause every other woman's got a leg up on me. And I don't wanna be strong. If I'm strong, then soon as you know about them golden windows, won't think twice to look back when you go. And it's sad, oh, but it's funny cause it's true. Oh, them hurtful things I told myself won't save me. Hurt no you. Not broken for the fixing, but it's got a memory that pines for the day that I can rest easy in the arms of some better way. Wanna be better than it all. Smoke and mirrors that makes us all fools, but here's being human, I guess. We weren't confused, we'd have nothing to do. And it's sad, oh, but it's funny cause it's true. Oh, them hurtful things I told.